Hey, this is Shay with customer service. Can I get that zip code to pull up your account, please?
5-3-2-1-7.
Okay, and your first and last name for me?
My name is William Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R.
Okay, and for security purposes, may you please verify your address for me?
Wait, who, what is this? I don't even know what the name of the company, the department.
Well, sir, this is a call center that services over 400 companies, and being that you did call in, that means that you do need assistance with something. I would be more than happy to assist you. However, I do need you to verify your address for me.
Oh, boy. Okay. I hope this is not a scam.
Okay, may you please verify your address for me? Hello?
Yes. Hello.
May you please verify the address listed here on file?
4838 North Woodruff Avenue.
Thank you for that information. Now, I have located an account. I do see where, as of September the 4th, you placed an order for the Smart Health Watch for $6.95. As of September the 19th, you received your one-time bill for $59.95. How may I help you today, sir?
All right. That company, that asked me, they asked me to fill out a survey, and they asked me if I, you know, if I would tell them and they would give me something free. But then I'll have to pay for shipping. And
okay, ma'am.
So I did, and then now I'm getting a bill.
Okay, so I do apologize about any misunderstanding. You were charged when you started the survey or when you took the survey, when you did that and placed the order on that webpage where you took the survey, it has a set of terms and conditions. The terms and conditions do state that it is a 14-day trial with the watch. And if you don't cancel the trial, you are going to be billed the full amount. So being that it is only a one-time charge of $59.95, that is why you were billed, because the watch trial, it was never canceled. So if you would like, what I can do for you, since the watch is meant to, like, help keep you in shape, in order to prevent you from having to return the watch and being responsible for that, I can offer you a 35% refund to that charge so that you can keep the watch and won't have to be responsible for returning it. Would you like for me to do that?
No, that's dirty business. That's dirty business because it said survey, fill it out, and then you would get something free, period, free for the shipping costs only. And yeah.
Okay. So again, that is fine. However, you are going to have to be responsible for returning the watch and also paying that $9.95 restocking fee. So you would have to pay the $9.95 restocking fee along with the shipping and handling fees due to the post office. So, again, to avoid you being responsible for returning the watch and still having to pay full price if it is not returned, I can offer you a 50% refund to that charge. Would you like for me to do that?
You said a 50% refund?
Yes, so that way you can keep the watch. You won't be billed anything else.
I'm not going to be, Yeah, 50% refund. Yes, I'll accept that.
Okay, well, give me one second and I am going to get this refund issued to you, okay?
Okay.
Still on the line for you, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
Still on the line for you, ma'am, okay?
All righty.
Still, ma'am, okay?
I'm still here too.
Okay, ma'am, so I did issue you that 50% refund, which does take 3 to 5 business days to return to your account. So please allow that amount of time. Also, you do not have to return the watch, so feel free to keep it. And is there anything else that I can help you with today, ma'am?
Okay, yes, I'll just give the watch to my kids for Christmas. So, how will you send me my money back onto my card, into my account?
Yes, ma'am. It takes 3 to 5 business days to return to your
Okay.
account.
Okay. Could you give me a confirmation number so I would know?
Yes, ma'am. So that's a, well, you were sent out a refund confirmation email titled "You have received a refund," sent to the email that's listed here on file. So if you haven't received that as of right
okay.
now, then just allow 24 hours for it to process,
okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. And is there anything else I can help you with today, ma'am?
No, no, no. But as I, as I said, I read that and I did not see anything explaining all that other. So, yeah, wow.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize for any misunderstanding, but I do thank you for calling customer service, and I hope that you have a great day, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you.